The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program The Journey of Ramadan. In this program we select various fascinating topics relevant to this blessed month of Ramadan Al-Kareem. Today our topic is the month of revelations and rewards. Be with us from beginning till end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. Let's make few good intentions also, because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respecting viewers, Ramadan Al-Kareem is a wonderful month full of blessings. So you can understand its worth and its importance from this very fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed divine books. And this very month was chosen for the revelations of those divine books. And four major big books, the divine books. Number one, Torah. Number two, Zabur. Number three, Injil, Bible. And number four is Quran. Now these four books, they were revealed in the month of Ramadan Al-Kareem. Subhanallah. This is mentioned in the narration of Musnad Imam Ahmad, that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the scriptures of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, they were revealed in the first night of Ramadan. Torah was revealed in the seventh night of Ramadan Al-Kareem. Injil Sharif, the Bible, was revealed on the 14th night of Ramadan Al-Kareem. And Musannaf ibn Abi Shahba's narration, it is mentioned that Zabur was revealed on the 6th of Ramadan Al-Kareem. And as far as Quran is concerned, right, subhanallah, Quran itself mentions in the Holy Quran regarding this fact that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, subhanallah, the month of Ramadan in which Quran is revealed. تجھ پہ صدقے جاؤں رمضان تو عظیم الشان ہے تجھ میں نازل حق تعالی نے کیا قرآن ہے. One of the excellences of this month is that قرآن مجید فرقان حمید is revealed in this very month. سرکار غوث الاعظم سیدنا شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says that the word Ramadan contain five letters. The very first is Ra, and Ra refers to Ridwanullah, meaning the pleasure of Allah. The second is Mim, and that refers to Mahabatullahi anil usati, meaning showing of the mercy of Allah upon the sinners. And the third letter it contains is Lord, that means Dhamanullah, meaning the protection of Allah. And the fourth is Alif, that refers to Ulfatullah, meaning the love of Allah. And the fifth is Noon, and that refers to Noorullah. That means this is the month in which the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained. This is the month in which the sinners, they get mercy of Allah. They get the protection from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they get the mahabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they get the nur, light from the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. Isn't it a total blessing? Isn't this month a total package for the believers to attain mercy, to attain rahmah, to attain maghfirah, to attain nur, to attain karam and fadl from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should we not respect it? Why should we not make most of it? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala further says that the example of Ramadan is like heart in the chest, and the heart gets beauty through nur of iman, light of iman, nur of ma'rifah, the light of recognition. And likewise, Ramadan is adorned through the tilawat of Quran. This is the month in which the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done. The example of Ramadan is like anbiya amongst human beings. Anbiya, the prophets, they do shafa'a of the criminals, of the sinners. Likewise, the Ramadan does shafa'at, will do intercession for whom? For those they will fast in this month, subhanAllah. And amongst cities, the example of Ramadan is like of Makkah and Medina. The way Dajjal is not allowed to enter in them cities, likewise, in this Ramadan al-Kareem, the shayateen are chained. Allahu Akbar. And having all these blessings, barakas, and excellences in this month. If someone is not able to get himself forgiven, even in the month of Ramadan, then in which month will he be forgiven? Every Muslim must seek tawbah in this month before the door of tawbah is closed. Every believer should shed tears in this month before the time of rahmah is over. Bhaiyo, behno, gunahon se sabhi tauba karo. Brothers and sisters, do repent from your sins. Khuld ke dar khul gaye hain, dakhila aasan hai. The doors of Jannah are open in Ramadan and entrance is easy. A gaya Ramadan, ibadat par kamar ab baandh lo. Get ready. Right, Allahu Akbar. For what? To do ibadah. Faiz le lo jald ye din, 30 ka mehman hai. Get blessings, as many as possible, because this month is a guest for only 30 days. Then this guest will depart, will leave. Alhamdulillah, books of ahadith possess numerous blessings. Alhamdulillah, fadail and excellences. The very first night of Ramadan, the doors of skies are opened and they are not closed until the last day. The one in the month of Ramadan offers salah at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records 1500 good deeds against one sajda prostration he makes. And for him in Jannah, a house of red ruby is made. The one who observes the very first day of fast of Ramadan al-Kareem, his previous sins are forgiven. Respectively, 70,000 angels, they make the dua of forgiveness for that individual from morning till evening. This is the barakah and blessings. Will you get in any other month? Day and night when a person does sajda, against every sajda, one tree is planted for that individual. And that tree is so big, so huge, and its shade is so huge that a rider, the horse rider, can ride under that shade for 500 years. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now imagine, respected Muslim. There are certain individuals, they do not offer Salatul Tarawih. And those they offer, they don't offer 20. Now imagine, Salatul Tarawih, it costs 20 rak'at. Respectively, if you offer 20 rak'at Salatul Tarawih, that means you will do 40 sujood. And if you do 40 sujood, that means 60,000 good deeds are written for you. Now, how much reward those they are missing, they don't offer Salatul Taraweeh or they offer less. And how many trees will be planted, can you imagine, for those individuals? This is the reward in the Ramadan al-Kareem. Can you get this reward in any other month? No. In the night, when you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do qiyam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you get it. And this reward, what we have mentioned, is just for the sujood. What about qiyam? What about ruku? What about tashahud? What about sitting in the masjid? What about breathing in the masjid? What about doing tilawat in the masjid? Other ibadat, other tasbihat, other forms of worship when you will do. How much reward will you attain when you will come back? And this offer is only in Ramadan al-Kareem. Bhaiyo, behno, karo sab nekiyon par nekiyan. Brothers and sisters, do good deeds upon good deeds. Pad gaye dozakh pe taale, qaid mein shaitan hai. The doors of Jahannam, they are locked. And shaitan is chained. Bhaiyo, behno, gunahun se sabhi tauba karo. Brothers and sisters, do repent from the sins. Khuld ke dar khul gaye hain, dakhla aasan hai. Respect you, this is the month of rahma. This is the month of maghfira. This is the month of freedom from the fire of hell. But in specific, this very first ashra of Ramadan al-Kareem is ashra of rahma. Let me tell you, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Ramadan al-Mubarak's first night comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts sight of rahma towards my ummah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts the sight of rahma, He does not banish. So inshallah azza wa jal, if we get the sight of rahma from Rahman Rabb, we will not be punished. Further, it is said that in the night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the angels make dua of maghfira for my ummah. Respectively, for Ramadan, Jannah is adorned. Millions are forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we respect Ramadan, we value Ramadan, we understand the worth of Ramadan, and we mend our relation with our Khaliq, with our Malik, with our Rabb Azza wa Jal. We do ibadah, we do worship, we fast, we do recitation of Quran, we do sujood, we do qiyam, we do ibadah, we do offer salatul taraweeh, we offer 5 daily prayers with jama'at, do tasbihat, we recite durood, whatever you can do, and as much as you can do, this is the month in which there is a total blessing. We need to attain that, grab that. That's all for today. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode, interesting topic. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey, not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.